Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
There it is.
Happy Tuesday. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a very good mood.
Is it because the Sabres played last night?
It is. How did you know?
Hey, man, I watched 2.5 periods of that hockey game while Ravens and Lions was going on. Does that make me the problem?
No, it's good. It makes you better than me. I watched one of those games and kept track on the Sabres on my phone. It's the most I could do.
Well, the psychopath that actually watched most of a Sabres preseason game is Derek Kramer. Across from me is Zach Jones. Welcome back into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And yeah, you're giddy today, and I know it's not because the Sabres played preseason hockey last night, but Monday night did yield a good result for Bills fans.
It was, you know, not only that, it was a great game, a lot of fun to watch, that really made up for how bad Sunday night was with Chiefs and Giants. And it just, yeah, I mean, it is set up. The early part of the season, you know, the first month or so of the season, has really set up perfectly for the Bills. You still have teams like the Colts and the Chargers who are 3-0, and to be fair, maybe looking less at the Colts, but more at the Chargers. They might be a real problem, especially with Harbaugh and how they've really been able to figure out life without Rashawn Slater this year, which is surprising. Him being an all-pro tackle, you would think that'd be a little bit more of a struggle. To them, it hasn't been at all. But to see both Baltimore and Kansas City struggle mightily to start the year, and for that week one loss for Baltimore that maybe honestly should have just been a blip on the radar. They're just going to move on. You had that game. It is what it is. You lost on the road, moving on. Instead, now week one has become so important for the triumvirate of the AFC, with, you know, Kansas City having a tough start to this year with Worthy getting hurt, losing to the Chargers, Rashee Rice, of course, being suspended. Then you go over to Baltimore, they lose that game. Now they lose last night. Their defense continues to look really bad. And now those two get to play each other. And it's just so exciting. And I think I saw today, I think it was Albert Breer said it, that he's like, you know, we knew these two teams would meet up, but them both being 1-2 has somehow made this game more important than if they were 3-0. And I think that's true, that if they were both 3-0, well, of course, it's Ravens, Chiefs, you know, they'll be back in January.
Right.
The loser on Sunday at 4:25, around 7:30, when we, like, definitively know the end of that game.
By the time 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
It will be tough to confidently say a team that's 1-3, oh, they'll be back in January.
I will
you
say...
You can say it. You can say it, but it'll be a little bit tougher.
It'll be a little bit tougher, but 1-3 doesn't look so daunting, say, if the rest of your division is 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
Which can conceivably happen. The and I'm more pointing at the Ravens here.
Yes.
The Bengals are this. And you know what? Let's actually just put the question out there. 803-0550 mm-hmm. is the number to call. Who is the team that you'd want to dip to 1-3? Who's the team that you are less afraid of as we're rounding into the first month of the season closing out soon? While the Bills are sitting pretty at 3-0, the rest of the AFC, when it comes to its division leaders, are not who you'd suspect. And that's where we're going to go into today. And I'm more looking at the AFC North. Again, I see a group that is not really inspiring much confidence. And if the Ravens fall to 1-3, I have zero doubts they will still win the division. I mean, Cincinnati faces Denver. Cleveland's got Detroit. Have fun with that. Pittsburgh's got Minnesota, who's apparently a buzzsaw.
Yeah, they just don't need J.J. McCarthy. If it's Sam Darnold or Carson Wentz, they're going to be incredible.
If it's a veteran
redheaded
journeyman,
quarterback.
If it's a veteran redheaded journeyman, this is oddly specific.
Andy
the
Dalton.
Vikings are great.
Andy Dalton,
you're next. But the main point of it being, yeah, I could see the entire AFC North losing next week. Which then leaves Baltimore one game out of first place again.
Right, and all of a sudden, nothing's changed. Of course, the Burrow injury will loom large over the rest of the AFC, but especially the AFC North. Them falling to 1-3, yeah, it kind of won't change how I feel about them winning the division. The same cannot be said for the Chiefs.
And that is where I say I'm okay with the Chiefs getting to 2-2. You want to know why? The Chargers face the Giants. I know, it's the NFL. We can't assume one thing or the other. Cleveland beat Green Bay, yada, 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 in the fourth. I have zero doubts about the Bills and the Chargers in week four staying unbeaten. Zero doubts about it. And that's where I go ahead and say, yeah, Kansas City, go to 2-2. You're not winning your division. Not this time. Do I unleash the unpopular take 10 minutes into the show?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Not even 10 minutes into the show, really. Yeah, I kind of want the Bills to be the one to put the sword in them once and for all again. I'm back. I'm back at it.
Yeah.
I want the Bills to be the one to put the Chiefs down.
No, and I can get that.
But they have
that.
A problem with them in the playoffs. Past results do not guarantee future outcomes. And I'm going to say it again there. But there's this petulance to me. This pettiness, I would even like. I want the Bills to be the one. Roose Bolton stabbing Robb Stark.
I mean, I get that.
The Lannisters send their regards. Let the Bills be the one to take them down. And it's mostly just a selfish pettiness of mine. The Ravens, I've seen enough of the Ravens against the Bills. I'm not super confident, for example, that they'll win. Again, past results do not guarantee future outcomes. As a matter of fact, I'd be more weary of, okay, you handle them in the playoffs all the time. Someday the other shoe's going to fall. Right? And I'm there with Kansas City still of one day the other shoe will drop. One day. The Bills looking as strong as they have against Kansas City. I do want the Bills to be the one to put them down. There is unfortunately one problem with my desires on this. Kansas City's defense is still really good.
I don't know if it's really good. I think it's a fine unit, but they do look older. Chris Jones is still very good. I think more who I'm worried about with that come the end of the year is Spagnuolo. You kind of assume he's going to figure it out, get them in the right spots, and then they'll be good. I look at the Chiefs more. It's a fine unit. It's not a bad unit. It's a fine unit. I get worried with the Chiefs of, yeah, they look bad now, but what happens when they do get Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy back? Does that actually fix all of their problems? Maybe it doesn't. There's a good chance it doesn't. That ultimately it's like, no, it's a systematic problem. They're just, the offensive line still isn't very good, what have you. So that's where, for me with the Chiefs, I kind of, I'm up and down of like who I actually do want to win this. I mean, it's Tuesday. We've got some time here.
We got a lot of time to change our minds.
But I'm up and down of who I actually want to win this game. Because for the Chiefs, they lose this game, go to 1-3. I'm not with you. I think if they're 2-2, they're still very much alive in the division. The Chargers could absolutely fall apart. I mean, we've also seen the Bills have very strong starts. Allen has, you know, the MVP in the bag, and then the season kind of gets away from them a little bit. They're still fine, but season gets a little bit of away from them, and they don't have to deal with Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid in the division. So the same could happen for the Chargers. At 1-3, I find it far more unlikely.
Yeah, especially because the Chargers do play the Giants, and a 3-game lead on the division 1 month into it gives the Chargers a lot of cushion that,
right.
Granted, a team only like them would relent, but it's a lot harder to. I'm seeing a different Chargers identity right now than I've seen in years past. They're actually throwing the football with Greg Roman as the OC. Herbert chucked the ball 47 times.
Yeah, it wasn't a one-game anomaly because you're playing Patrick Mahomes and it's week one. That's sort of their identity now. Ladd McConkey is their third option at receiver. He looked like he was going to be a future perennial Pro Bowler. I mean, Quentin Johnston looks like a real serious receiver. They have been very, very impressive. And really, I think maybe that's my biggest takeaway from what will be next Sunday, almost definitely, will be whoever loses between Baltimore and Kansas City won't go away entirely in my mind.
Correct. They'll still probably be playoff teams, both of them.
But they'll probably be replaced by the Chargers of like, okay, we need to start talking about them, worrying about them. What's their defensive numbers? What's their offensive numbers? Like, who are their big guys? You know, are they picking up any injuries? Who's next on their schedule? For right now, the Chargers are more like, you know, this plucky, you know, young, fun team. They're interesting. Ooh, they're taking down the Chiefs. Like, we still kind of like them. I would imagine by the Bills' bye week, which is not that far off, the tone will change with them. But it is curious to see. And really, it's been a triumvirate. It has been those three, Bills, Baltimore, Kansas City, for years now, at least five, of just those are your three best. Even if someone else like Tennessee's the one seed, they don't match up with them. They're not part of that trio. And don't worry about it. And now, next Monday, or as I mentioned, 7:30 on Sunday, one of those, unless it's a tie, I don't want someone to call me out on it. I know, but it's unlikely. One of those teams will probably be 1-3 and really having to struggle along the rest of the year. I mean, for the Chiefs especially, if they fall to 1-3, you better hope Rice and Worthy fix your offense. Because if not, you can't – we're already seeing it now. The one-score games are not going the way they did last year for them. They are dropping some of them.
Mm-hmm.
They are having a much more difficult time getting it done. And you're already seeing some of the tempers flaring and what have you. We've also seen this kind of before the Chiefs sort of ascended because they've lost Super Bowls and been just fine the year following. But that used to be a thing for about a 10-year, 15-year period where the team that lost the Super Bowl really struggled the following year.
There's a Super Bowl hangover.
The Super Bowl hangover. Maybe it finally caught up to the Chiefs. I was talking with some fans, you know, Sunday night talking about it. And, you know, the cup tax was sort of brought up of how you go to 2-3 straight finals. I mean, that's amazing. And you maybe even won 2 or 3 cups. But you also played a ton more hockey than everybody else. And now it starts to wear and tear in your body. That can absolutely and probably is very true for the Chiefs of, yeah, the AFC Championship has essentially been the Arrowhead Invitational for 7 years. And you've played far more extra football compared to your compatriots, who are now maybe getting younger. The Bills, they're in their second year of this quote-unquote retool. You know, Baltimore's got some young guys as well. The Chargers you're seeing coming up, they're maybe more better equipped to take you on now than in years past.
And the way I'm framing my argument as of right now also is designed with the one seed in mind. It would turn into a monkey's paw-ish one seed. Potentially, the Bills getting a one seed and the Chiefs are suddenly the 5, 6, or 7. And the next thing you know, Buffalo's playing them to open the playoff structure again. And it's like, you can't escape this. This is fate. This is destiny. You have to face
you
them.
You have to get through.
You have to beat them to get through. Which would be annoying as all hell. But I also have it on the designs of, this is the thing that the Bills haven't done in the regular season. So me saying put the Ravens at 1-3 has more to do with my respect overall for the Ravens and their offense and a lack of respect for the AFC North. What this is also respect for the Chargers. I'm not as worried about Kansas City catching them as in years past.
Mm-hmm.
You cleanly have a two-game lead on them if things go chalk. Which would be, like, if Kansas City does manage to beat Baltimore, as long as you take care of the Giants, the Chargers are 4-0 and have a clean two-game lead with the advantage of they already are 3-0 in their division. The primary tiebreaker is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers have far more of a capability of slamming the door on the Chiefs, even with the Chiefs' win over Baltimore. The AFC North does not. Are you telling me that the current leader, I need to go ahead and trust in Jake Browning to slam the door on the Ravens here? Not a chance.
No, the last two games have kind of told you whatever magic fairy dust he had 2 years ago where he looked like a top five backup quarterback, it seems to have completely vanished.
What, he doesn't play all of any sort of football last year and he turns into...
I mean, a bad backup quarterback. I mean, that's he's turns a into bad a pumpkin backup at mid- quarterback now.
Turns into a pumpkin at midnight all of a sudden because he didn't play any games last year?
Yeah, maybe.
But it is a total lack of respect for the AFC North. Oh, what about the Steelers? What about them? They tried losing to the Jets and Patriots. And only failed to lose to the Jets and Patriots because they are indeed the Jets and the Patriots. A Bills team whose defense we have plenty of questions about.
Oh, yeah.
The Jets scored 32 on Pittsburgh. Then, of course, the Patriots just go ahead and bizarro world it. Here's the football five times, Steelers. Nah, we still don't feel like winning.
Watching some of that, real quick on that, watching some of the Patriots-Steelers game, it was embarrassing for the Patriots, especially because two of those turnovers come in effectively the goal line. You have the May pick, and then you also have one of Ramondre Stevenson's fumbles. The Patriots were in a position to maybe run away with that game and could not do any, if any, they couldn't do anything positive.
Right. But then you look at the other side, though. The Steelers, up until turnover number five, you had 7 points on four turnovers. That's embarrassingly bad. And I'm supposed to believe that Aaron Rodgers is a true threat here? No, in two of the three games, he's looked shaky as heck.
Mm.
The saving grace, the Jets game. And the Jets have shown, we're kind of going to roll over on anyone that has offense.
Yeah.
They
were punchy this week, but it did take one of what felt like 15,000 block kicks to really get them back into it. Tampa kind of controlled that game the whole time. Taylor really wasn't able to get going until like the fourth quarter. I mean, the difference with all of this too is like the Bills' schedule is very soft, but the Bills have credibility. The Bills have been there and done this for years. You know how good they are. So the expectation is, yeah, they should beat a team when they're favored by 12.5. They're going to be favored by 16.5 or around that number by Sunday against New Orleans, where Pittsburgh doesn't have that credibility. So when they're struggling, you're like, yeah, they're struggling. That's not good. Where for the Bills, it's like, it's September. They'll be just fine. But they're starting to accumulate wins where the rest of the AFC North kind of is. But that's probably going to start to slow down here.
Yeah, and this happened last year too where the Ravens were staring up at everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they won their division relatively comfortably. So that's just what it is. I would like to see the Ravens a little more in that struggle bus. Because of the fact that 1-3 is harder to claw out of, yes, but also this is with the one seed in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I ultimately don't fear any one team in the postseason, which was the framed question that we have on Twitter. Because you are also, with the Buffalo Bills, a team to be feared. Granted, I know in Kansas City that's not the case. They don't fear the Bills. They don't fear anyone, as a matter of fact. But when you look around the league, who's the team that always challenges Kansas City in the playoffs? who's the team that gives you probably the game of the year in the postseason? It's the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this all the time. They are who they are. And who they are is an unfortunate story of a powerhouse that cannot break through. Maybe the one seed changes that.
It's what we've been talking about most of the offseason leading into the season was it's the one thing you haven't done in the regular season. It's the one thing. Maybe that is the difference from getting over a Baltimore or, more importantly, a Kansas City to get to your first Super Bowl in this run.
And if the playoffs started today, they'd still not have the one seed.
Is that because of point differential?
It's because of point differential, and it's also because of Daniel Jones and the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Shane Steichen might have it as a head coach. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go to the phones here before our first timeout. CJ is with us first up today. CJ, how are we doing?
Hey, guys. Morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Good. So I called you guys week one after the Bills game when we beat Baltimore, and you know we were talking about how you know the Bills gave up 40 that game, but Baltimore mm-hmm. gave up 41. And then last night, I mean, Detroit's offensive line was just bullying Baltimore's front. I mean, they were moving guys around. I think Montgomery had like 12 yards of carry after the game ended last night. I mean, and he's not Jahmyr Gibbs. He doesn't have breakaway speed. So they're just creating holes for him to just, you know, burst right through. I mean, is Baltimore the team to even fear now as our opponent going into the playoffs? You know, it's week four, right? So there's still, you know, three quarters of the season left. But, I mean, I don't think Baltimore is the big bad Baltimore that they have been in years past. Obviously, Lamar is the top three quarterback in the league. He's still unbelievable. But, you know, the whole reason why we were scared of Baltimore is because they had the defense to be able to keep up with their offense. But I don't think they have that team anymore to be able to hold teams to under 20. I just don't think they have the talent. I don't think schematically they're doing things well. I mean, I'd be more worried about Kansas City or the Chargers coming into here than Baltimore, I think, at this point. So I don't think it's too crazy to think like that.
Yeah, CJ, thanks for the call. I kind of like where your head's at, where, you know, now we've moved off of that week one. It, you know, it's no longer mirage. Now we're starting to see trends and where teams are at. I would also say for Baltimore, the thing that worried me about Baltimore was not always their defense. I thought the Bills could score with them. They've had struggles before week one, but I always thought they could keep up and score with them. It was Henry. But since that week one game,
it hasn't been good.
Hasn't been great. And he also keeps fumbling in rather crucial times. Now twice this year he's had a fumble in the fourth quarter leading into a massive drive for the other team. And to that point with their defense, there is no organization that has better PR. There are world leaders that have worse PR than the Baltimore Ravens have when it comes to promoting their players.
Right.
They will still wind up with like four Pro Bowlers on defense. They are giving up a bunch of points. They are only beaten out by what has been argued a historically bad defense in the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins, the three games, have given up 97 points. Through the same amount of games, Baltimore has given up one less point, 96. They are giving up a ton of points. They are not getting off the field on third down. It is not like this historically bad pop. Like I think Miami's like 60% not getting off the field. But they're giving up a lot of passing yards. A lot of passing yards. And to CJ's point as well, David Montgomery doesn't necessarily have breakaway speed. We saw it on that 72-yard run. He should have scored, but he ran out of gas. But I think Mina Kimes tweeted out this morning, the Ravens right now, even after week one where James Cook kind of didn't get going and eventually got going for the Bills, they're still 31st in successive run plays, or success rate, excuse me. Like, so the defense really is not good at all, especially with a lot of like the star power you do hear they have. Now that could point to once they get Van Noy back and Nnamdi Matabuke, like, you know, maybe it could all be, you know, fixed and that might absolutely be true. It could be the same kind of situation that we're seeing with Kansas City. It could also point to last year before they moved Kyle Hamilton, they were a bad defense. And now maybe the same will be true if that more put a Band-Aid on a wound that needs serious stitches.
And that is why when I say I'm okay with the Ravens being the team that goes to 1-3, it's about the one seed. I have no respect for the Ravens division, but the Ravens are also a defense that is bad enough right now that it's going to limit them from getting to the one seed. And I would like any and all advantages.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. We've got primetime performers coming up at 11 o'clock. Very fun weekend in the NFL. We'll get to that again at 11 o'clock. The Sabres play again tonight at home against Columbus, pregame at 6 for a 7 p.m. puck drop. And, of course, we'll keep going on this. Which team, if any of them, are you most worried about when it comes to Baltimore, the Chiefs? Are the Chargers entering that for you? Would love to hear your thoughts as the Bills will begin their week getting ready to play the Saints tomorrow with the first injury report. Today, though, the Bills do have off. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
From Dan Campbell, not surprised. He's got big onions. I mean, this is a bold move. Even with a first down, they cannot run out the clock because the Ravens still have all three timeouts.
Dan Campbell continues to be kind of the exact opposite you would have thought after his introductory press conference.
He's Dan Gamble.
Yeah, and you know what's fun with the Lions, too? And look, I love that the Bills also do this. The Bills go for a ton of fourth downs, the whole thing. But in part, I think the Bills can feel comfortable because when you have a unicorn at quarterback that if it's fourth and one, hey, just fall forward. He's 6'6". He might get it. I think there's a little bit more gall to do it when your quarterback is Jared Goff, when he's not a physical freak, when like you might have to get more creative. The one not a fourth down play, but creative play, they hand it off to Amon-Ra St. Brown. He then pitches it out to Jahmyr Gibbs for a touchdown.
Hand off to speed option.
Like, that's just really cool. Or going to Goff, the key fourth down there, and I think that's the one that Troy Aikman and Joe Buck are talking about right there.
It is.
It's the gorgeous throw over the top to Amon-Ra St. Brown, which I think most people, when you saw that happen, you're like, okay, it worked. Because it's all you needed is a few yards. Why are you going for the big – well – screw it. That's why. This is what we do. It's, people will talk about team identities, for Baltimore and Chicago for much of their history. It's been defense. Pittsburgh, defense, run the ball. I kind of love that, like, Detroit, for probably a generation, will look at Detroit and go for it on fourth. they go for it on fourth down.
I like, though, that Dan Campbell has not had an overcorrection.
No.
He loses the NFC Championship game against the 49ers by living by the sword and dying by the sword. And now in future years, he still has that sword. And whatever happens is going to happen. But that is a coach that, and this is the part that makes sense from his introductory press conference, that is a coach that blindly trusts his players.
Yeah, if you're starting for his team, he trusts you implicitly.
He trusts you almost blindly. And again, the Bills have a unicorn at quarterback. With Josh Allen, all things are possible. The Lions don't have that. The Lions do, however, have a collection of talent that you can trust.
Oh, yeah.
On the overall, when it comes to the skill position and even the offensive line of the Detroit Lions, outside of quarterback, if you're to do a side-by-side comparison between the Bills and the Lions, the Bills aren't winning a lot of those on the comparison side.
No, I mean, I think the Lions have one of the best rosters in the NFL. Brad Holmes, I was talking with some listeners last night on Twitter, and it was kind of like, you look at their drafts, it's hit after hit after hit after hit.
And sometimes they are home run types.
Yeah. Brad Holmes has done an incredible job drafts.
But the thing is that when you have such a talented roster, you can get a little more on the gambly side.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the perfect coach for it. You have a talented roster and a head coach that professes his faith in you. So what do? You respond in kind. That's a coach that trusts me. I'm going to get it done. We haven't gotten it done in years past, and he still believes in me. I need to reward that faith. I think Dan Campbell is still like the perfect coach for that team. I also don't really have much of a say in this. I don't really want Detroit anywhere near Buffalo if there's a Super Bowl.
So I remember that feeling last year. And this was even before they'd played, and the Bills did a wonderful job against them. They ended up winning that game as well. But you know what's funny? I had that same feeling, though, in the sense of I don't want someone to lose that.
That's a tragic day for one of those teams.
Of course I'm a Bills fan. And for probably 3 months after that, if they had won, I wouldn't even give a second thought to it, right? I would just be celebrating.
Right.
But as the season would get closer, I'd be like, man, I really hope the Lions get back there. I want them to win more.
I want them to get their get back.
It's been two very tragic fan bases. One has almost tasted the pinnacle of success. Been there so many times. And again, just talking Bills, Lions. I know the Red Wings. I know the Pistons. But just talking those two specific teams, the Bills have almost been there so many times. Where the Lions, much of their lives have
been. It's a never was.
As a never was. It's been a. The number 20 really works for us. Barry Sanders is great. Megatron's awesome. You know, well, Matthew Stafford left and immediately won a Super Bowl, but you know, he's our guy still. Now it's finally like they're starting to live in the glory years. I think I saw something last night that Dan Campbell's now like 12-2 in primetime, and it was a Lions reporter that was like, "What a stark difference this is when, if you remember, this team went like 9 years with like one primetime game." And I was like, oh, my gosh. But, like, we were kind of also not that long ago in that same spot of, you know, every few years you get a Monday night game. It wouldn't be in Buffalo. And it was kind of like, okay, we're gonna lose. But, hey, we're on prime time. Like, this is cool. Now we see a 1 o'clock game where we're like, praise be. Thank you. Finally, I don't have to stay up late for this. Like, this is good.
Me on Sunday.
And so, it's fun with the Lions. They've really discovered their identity. They have not shied away from it. They have not course corrected. Brandon Staley of the Chargers a few years ago is that perfect example of a guy that was going for it a lot on fourth down. It failed him once, and he seemingly was like, put the kibosh on that. Never mind. I never liked it. We never even went for it. It's trying to gaslight people. Where for the Lions.
Yeah, the gaslighting was insane.
With the Lions, it was. No, like this is what we do. We trust our players. We're going to put you in the ground. We're going to constantly lean on you. They went for it 3 times yesterday on fourth down. They got all three. They were 50% conversion rate on third downs. I think at one point they were like 4 of 5 on third and 7+. I mean, like they're a very, very fun team to watch. You're right. I kind of don't want any I don't really want to deal with them. There's a few teams in the NFC. The Lions really might be near the top of that. I find them to be so talented. They have done everything, quote unquote, the right way, if there really even is that. But it's because the draft has been great. They've signed back a lot of their key guys. You know, they have the elite offensive lineman in Penei Sewell, and they've lost a lot of their offensive linemen. Frank Ragnow retires, right. You know, an all-pro center. On defense, they have loaded up on the line. Aiden Hutchinson, they get him second overall, and he has been everything and more. Last year, he was on track for a near-historic year before he gets hurt. Now this year, he's right back to it. He gets the punch out on Derrick Henry. He has a sack. He's part of what I saw PFF put up 30 pressures last night, which feels fake, but neither here nor there.
That would be insane.
But to be fair, Lamar Jackson was also sacked 7 times last night. I mean, that defensive line was all over him. They played out of their skull.
Honestly, and this is the real thing about it, and I think last night helps me say this a lot more comfortably. To Bills fans that slammed Lamar Jackson with the MVP discussion last year, and now it's just an annoying little bite back anytime Ravens fans do it. Stop. If Lamar Jackson was not on the Baltimore Ravens, they would actually have a problem. A massive one.
I think that's true, though, for all
What I'm saying, though, is like, don't belittle what he's been doing either, because he has kept this team in games that they would have no business being in. Over the past several years, Jackson has upped his game the same way that Josh Allen has. And it's perfectly fine to recognize that. Oh, he stat pad Lamar Jackson in the fourth quarter last night. No, no, no. You can't go ahead and give credit to Josh Allen for doing what he did in 4 minutes and then go ahead and call Jackson a stat padder for trying to do the same in less than 2. You can't do it. You can't have it on both ends there. You can't have your cake and eat it too. That's just not how it works. I need to make that a public service announcement. If a team is trying to frantically come back in a game, I'm not calling it stat padding because the running back fumbled a football again for the third straight game.
Yeah, that is something that's growing for Henry. And even back to CJ's call in the last segment too, you wonder as well, eventually father time wins, right? Like that's kind of
correct.
Everyone knows that in life, especially in sports. You wonder if you did have to play this team in January, is it the same Derrick Henry? Or has it been fixed? And then you also look at the Bills' defense as well. They'll be entirely different. Trey White will be playing that game probably as long as he doesn't get hurt. Max Harrison, Hoyt, Ogunjobi, you know, TJ Sanders, who's struggled a little bit for the Bills' defense so far, can kind of take a second here, and Larry Ogunjobi can go in. That maybe wasn't thought to be a potential problem for the Bills. It kind of has been. Sanders has not been what Deion Walker is. So maybe that is an entirely different matchup if it happens come January, to CJ's point of maybe would want to play him. They can go up against that defense, really no problem.
But now you also mentioned, though, like Father Time catches up with everybody. There was a caller a couple weeks ago on this very show that had made mention, is Derrick Henry the same Derrick Henry at the end of the season, for example, though? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's a full season. He's probably gotten a lot of carries, everything like that. And it just reminded me of that call where, yeah, everyone's beat up. Everyone's got something. Nobody's 100% at the end of the year. Can you just break through? And Baltimore really does have this, the way I'll say it, framed a lot in the ways that you say it. They have a better PR team then sometimes even their football team is on the field. We've got guys getting all-pro votes on an offensive line that gave up 7 sacks yesterday.
Yeah, I just...
They've got defensive players getting all-pros.
Like to bring it up a lot. It really does infuriate me because it's just... in all seriousness, and I'd see people comment all the time, like, yeah, you'll turn on probably some of the shouty shows and they'll still tell you how talented Baltimore is. Because of what everyone thought before the season started. Because you hear how much, oh, Marlon Humphrey's so great, and this guy's so amazing. And then you're like, oh, well, their defense, though, is like 25th in the league. So like, how talented are they really?
Right.
It was the same thing last year. Until they moved Kyle Hamilton, they were a bad pass defense.
And you said it, like, maybe it was a Band-Aid. on a chest bleed. It's looking more the same. So congratulations again to the Baltimore Ravens for having a great PR team. It just gets to a point where, like, no, Baltimore's the Bengals this year. They have to. Jackson and the offense have to do everything that they can to stop the bleeding because the defense is second last in points per game to the Dolphins.
I mean, we haven't even mentioned either. Two of the Lions' scoring drives were 90-plus yards.
98.
Yeah, I mean,
on the one that makes it 14-7. 98-yard touchdown drive.
They're driving the entire field, taking up 10 minutes. I mean, what was it? Lamar's third drive of the game was with like 5 minutes left in the second quarter. They were killing the clock. Great job by the Lions all around last night. 803-0550, the number to call. Which team, if any of them, are you most worried about so far in the AFC, especially with Baltimore and KC playing each other this Sunday, 4:25? Should be awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bills will be taking on the New Orleans Saints a little bit before that at 1 p.m. at Highmark Stadium. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR. Hour number one rolls along here on a Tuesday. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach Jones and Eric Kramer. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Very fun Monday night football last night between the Baltimore Ravens and the Detroit Lions. The Lions ultimately get that 38-30 win in Baltimore. So very, very good game for them. And it now sets up next Sunday, or well, this upcoming Sunday now, as a really crucial matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams sit at 1-2, and neither look very good. You can argue Baltimore has looked better with their win over Cleveland and even how well they looked for 95% of the game against Buffalo. Kansas City, I think you can argue the exact opposite. They've looked pretty bad throughout.
And that has been something that they did all throughout last year. Mm-hmm. But the difference was they've already lost as many games as they did all last year. So now the magic's not there.
Course correction.
They've lost games to open the year when they looked subpar. And now it's the same thing. You look subpar, you're finally losing these games. Last year, they looked bad and just kept winning.
Mm-hmm.
Frustratingly so. Who's the one team that punches them in the mouth when it counts? The Bills.
Yeah. Just crazy how that season's like you mentioned it and I hadn't thought about it, but they already have the same amount of losses they had last
year. It does upset me that the Chiefs keep getting away with looking awful and then they play the Bills and it's just like
only turn it on. Although that may not be the case this year. Things change, dynasties fall, and they have through 3 weeks, they're 1-2. They did beat the Giants.
And we're gonna
they did not look good.
And I want to put a pin in that because there's something I want to bring up about Buffalo and Kansas City and why I still want that as the matchup in the playoffs.
Real quick, though, before we hit our next timeout, let's go back to the phones. Jerry is with us next. Jerry, how are we doing this morning?
You know, as a Red Sox fan, one of the things that I would like to do is I think 2004 made it better that we went through the Yankees to get
there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think going through the Chiefs would make us feel a lot better about it. How many times would you hear the Chiefs, if we won the Super Bowl this year, quacking, well, you didn't have us to contend with. You know, that's the way fan bases are. And I'll tell you the play last night that really bothers me about Lamar Jackson. The fourth and goal, the one thing you can't take is a 23-yard sack. Even if you throw it away, you give it to them at their 4-yard line. You can't do what you did.
I mean, straight up, Jerry, like, you're 100% correct. Like, that's the one...
Thinking back on that...
That's the one thing you can't do.
Knowing you're in such trouble, thinking back on that, dart it at a Lions player's foot that's jumping in the air. Because that's not intentional grounding, that's pass deflection.
It was just... I remember watching that, selfishly. I had Lamar in fantasy. So I was rooting for two things. I was rooting for a Lions win, but, Lamar to have a great day. And I was so... kind of like awestruck by like that whole sequence, because even when the Lions get the ball back, they kind of botch the end of the half. It's three straight passes, take basically no time off the clock, and ultimately Baltimore is able to get the ball back, and it's 14-14, and there's even a feeling they might be down 21-14.
They got away with it almost.
Yeah. But at the time, and this is kind of true throughout the night, I think to Jerry's point as well of like where this was going, where Lamar took some really bad sacks. I thought there was a number of points too. I'm sitting there rooting for the Lions, but ultimately getting angry of, Lamar, go! Just go! And he would wait just that little bit too long to where there would be one or two Lions defenders. They're able to get a hand on his leg or his foot and just slow him up a little bit for that second guy to wrap up. You know, even if it's just a 2-3 yard gain, when ultimately I'm like, if he would have just said, screw it, I'm going. I got to get a first down, go. It would be better for him. And I think that's ultimately how he gets to those 7 sacks is just... It did feel like there was a little bit of like apprehension for Lamar to just screw it, I'm going.
And this is the second straight week, though, that the Ravens have a frustrating goal line sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Browns, when the game is still relatively tight, they don't run it with Derrick Henry at all. And it gets to fourth and goal. And Lamar Jackson has to scramble around and then eventually find somebody in the back of an end zone to then start putting Cleveland away. The Ravens coaching, man.
It does leave a lot to be desired. It like for as good of an organization as they are, you also have to wonder, Zach Orr, defensive coordinator, how much longer can you keep going with that?
Yeah, it's looking untenable right now.
803-0550, the number to call. I do want to bring up something Jerry brought up there too, the Boston Red Sox. There's a documentary on Netflix that I watched and I really got into this offseason. And it was a lot to Bills, Chiefs, Red Sox, Yankees that I'd love to bring up if we have time today. But coming up after a quick timeout, it is Tuesday following the week in the NFL, so we'll get to our top 5 primetime performers at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.